Rabbi Moshe Einsteiner has a sefer on sefer Shmos called Yesodos. He has one in Brachos also. And in this week's parsha, Rabbi Einsteiner tells in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that when Kadosh Baruch Hu said Yigim Amidus, before sending Yigim Amidus, he was misatev like a shliach tzibur, and he said the tefillah. So, in what element is he a shliach of the tzibur? What does it mean? The Brashim is a shliach of the tzibur. The Brashim does whatever he does because he's outside the group. He's not functioning as a shliach of the tzibur. So, he says the following: that we know that Chazal instituted the concept of a shliach tzibur to be mighty, the person who cannot do it himself. So the person is anaboki. So the shliach of the tzibur would be mighty him. On the other hand, the shliach of the tzibur himself is able to daven. He doesn't really need the tzibur to daven, but to be the shliach of the tzibur, he needs a tzibur behind him. He can only be a shliach of the tzibur if there's a tzibur behind him. Rashi comes and presents Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. No, the Rashi in his own essence, we have no idea what that means. We have no understanding of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. All we know is about how a Kadosh Baruch Hu acts. And when the Rosh Hashem acts, so there's an Ahaga which we're allowed to know. If Klais will not exist, and there'd be no Tzibur, the Rosh Hashem wouldn't be able to say Rachum Chanun, because you never would have that Ahaga. It points out that this Ahaga was a special Ahaga which belongs specifically to Klai Yisrael. The Nesivus in his Haggadah Maisanissim and the Echad Miyadeya and the Shlosh Asim Miyadeya, he points out that this belongs specifically and uniquely to Klal Yisrael and Haggad Yigim Amidus. The Yigim Amidus are specifically to Klal Yisrael. So without Klal Yisrael, without the Tzibur, the Bereshit wouldn't have an Haggah of Rachum, Chanun, and all of the Haggahs of the Nesachesel Adafim, Nesavoyin, Vafesha, Vechatza'ah, etc. So it comes out that as much as Kadosh Baruch Hu, we need a Kadosh Baruch Hu, obviously without the Sheikh Tzibur, we're in a Baki, we can't do it. We can't do it on ourselves in any way, shape, or form. And we obviously need a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But simultaneously, the Haggas of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which are being expressed in these Psukim, are only possible through the fact that Klai Yisrael exists. So Bershom, as it were, when he decides that he wants to express these midos, requires Klai Yisrael for that purpose. So he needs us for that purpose. And the Sforim in general talk about that there's a concept of Klai Yisrael gives kach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Bereshit created the world, and Klai Yisrael plays a unique and specific and necessary function in the world, which would be impossible without it. The Bereshit wanted the world to have the world has a purpose, and these Hanhagas of Kadosh Baruch Hu are part of the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, to express these Hanhagas, and the Bereshit wants that. We play that role and play that function. So just immediately coming on the heels of Purim, of the Chesed we saw from Kadosh Baruch Hu, the special Hanhaga the Bereshit did, and before Shem talked about, the Bereshit was overrode the Maruchas Ateva to be able to save Klai Yisrael. It's important for us to remember the unique and special role that Klai Yisrael plays in the Bria and the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Bria, and he wants us and he cares about us and he's interested in he set up the role that he requires us in a certain sense, so he plays a very, very important role, and that role is something which we should carry with pride and responsibility, understanding who we are and what we are to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and to the Bria. Have a good Shabbos.